What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
You know, I never thought about the opening for this show, but that puts a lot of pressure on me. Well, it basically says that if you have real estate questions, I have all the answers.
Well, you have a few.
I think we should start it out and say, hey, if you have real estate questions, he has answers to a lot of the questions, and the ones he does not have answers to, he will find out the answer for you.
That'd be a long intro.
But it would be more accurate.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We appreciate you listening to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, heard every Sunday at noon and every Tuesday at 2 on News Talk 1160, WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man, Alfie.
Hey, Cleve.
Alfred Romero, welcome back for another week, sir.
Oh, glad to be back,
my
friend.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I haven't asked you, how are the kids? You're fostering a couple kids right now, for those of you who do not know.
Yes.
And that they're related to you. It's a family situation.
Yes,
you're trying to find a good house for them in your house.
Right.
Hopefully. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
The kids are, you know, they're kind of settling in and, you know, getting used to rules and how we, you know, want to do things.
You have rules in your house?
We have rules, and we have...
What a downer.
What a dud.
You're going to try to make those kids grow up and be nice and respectful and professional little kids.
Yeah, we want them to
You're going to ruin them.
I know.
You're not going to teach them that the world owes them something?
No, I don't think we're going to do that. But it's going good, Cleve.
Good.
Thank you so much for asking. And we have to... you haven't met them yet, so hopefully we can give an opportunity.
Well, I think I'm going to be coming down to see you sometime in the next few weeks.
Yes, true to that. And then also with your four girls, at least we always have a babysitter.
That is so true. Hey, when you get up here closer to this side of town, now, unfortunately, I don't have four that can help you with babysitting.
Well, at least you got
some going off to college, but I still got two that can help. And you know, in 2 years, you know how many I'll have that'll help be able to help you?
None.
Nice. If you need babysitters, it's going to have to be me and Michelle.
Is it going to be weird for you to not have any kids in a few years? Not
I'm going to have to learn how to act right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting with Michelle in the family room.
Yeah.
Couple weeks ago, and most the girls were gone, and we were spending time together, and she looks at me and she says, I can do this. And I'm like, oh, thank God, because I certainly didn't want her to toss me out, kick me to the curb once all the girls are gone. Not that I don't probably deserve to be kicked to the curb.
No.
Alfie.
No.
Hey, we got a great show for you. We're gonna
know what? They're always great shows, Cleve.
Oh, thank
this
you.
Show is,
I appreciate you saying
this
that.
This show's really good.
You listen to it every week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm here.
Well, I'm here.
I appreciate you, Alfie, and all you do to make this show sound good. I was talking to somebody from Marco Island, Florida. Remember Michael Rourke? He was a guest on the show. He was complimenting what a great job you do on the show. He listens to the podcast every week. By the way, if you ever miss the show, you can always get the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or you can go to gogaddis.com and have access to all prior episodes. Going to talk about the upcoming change, the debt-to-income ratios that I believe takes place on July the 26th, going to talk about interest rate projections through the end of the second quarter of 2018. In the second segment of the show, we've got a special guest, and it's been a while since we've had her own, Alfie, Debbie Liggett, one of our buyer specialists and seller specialists from the Gaddis Partners team.
Yeah, she's on about a month or so
She is awesome. It might have even been 2 or 3 months ago, but she is awesome. Got a question from Mary in Gainesville, M-E-R-R-Y. She probably was born on Christmas Day. Alfie, what do you think? M-E-R-R-Y?
Mary.
Mary instead of M-A-R-Y.
Nice.
My neighbor says my home is depressing. Any tips for making my home a happier place? We're going to have to help her out. Neil in Atlanta says, is it true I can buy a home for less payment per month than I can rent the same home for? Good question. In our Lowdown on the Hood segment, we're featuring Heatherton in Roswell. So if you're in Alpharetta or Roswell or Marietta or any of the surrounding areas, you certainly want to stay tuned till the fourth segment of the show. Also, we've got a question from Ariel in Doraville. She says, counteroffer forms in Georgia seem confusing. Do we have to use them? I'm guessing Ariel might be a real estate agent, and I'll have a good answer for Ariel in the fourth segment of the show. Let's talk about the change, and if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, Atlanta's talk of the town. We're answering listener questions. But first, we're going to talk about the change to DTI, debt-to-income ratios, effective July the 26th. Alfie, today, for a Fannie Mae loan, you can have a 45% debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
If you have $5,000 a month in income, that means they'll let you have 45% of that $5,000 a month in income going out to monthly obligations, which means you could have $2,250 worth of total payments and still be able to qualify for a loan.
Gotcha.
That number is going from 45% to 50%.
Oh.
On July 26th.
Okay.
And so that could be a big, big deal. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but that additional buying power, Alfie, could take somebody who got turned down for a loan before and make it where they qualify for a loan now, because it gives them an additional, in today's market, today's rate, an additional $55,000 in buying power. So if you were trying to buy a $250,000 house 6 months ago and you got turned down, Alfie, who knows, that particular buyer might be able to buy and qualify for that home today. So it's certainly worth looking into. Mm-hmm. Alfie, what do you think is going to happen to interest rates moving forward? Do you think they're going to go up? Are they going to go down, or going to stay the same?
I think they're going to go up.
You do? Why do you say that?
Because I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
Well, generally, interest rates, that's always the concern, is that they are going to go up.
Well, they always fluctuate depending, I guess, on what's the situation.
These are projections through the second quarter of 2018. Fannie Mae says that the interest rate will be 4.1%.
What is it right now?
It's somewhere between 3.875 and 4.1. Okay. I mean, 3.875 and 4.0. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they'll be 4.9%.
Okay.
The National Association of Realtors says they'll be 4.5%. The average of those three numbers is 4.5%. So if, and I don't know if you remember, Alfie, but in last week's show, we said that the average sales price of a single-family detached home in Atlanta in June was $307,500. If you made a 20% down payment and financed that home at today's rate, 3.875%, Alfie, your payment would be $1,157.
Whoa.
That doesn't include taxes, insurance, just principal and interest.
Okay.
If, however, you waited and financed that same home, same price, and it would probably be more money at the end of the second quarter of 2018 anyway, but if you financed it at 4.5% instead of 3.875, then your payment would be $1,200. Alfie, are you trying to put the music that going to break? Are you trying to do that too early?
No.
At 4.5%, that payment would go from $1,157, listen to this, Alfie, to $1,246.
Oh.
So it would be $89.68 per month more at 4.5% versus 3.87. Just something to give consideration to for sure. $89.68 a month, and Alfie, over 360 months?
Yeah.
$32,300.
Oh, man, that is not good.
$32,300. We believe, you and I both believe, Alfie, that the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for $16,000 less than they could. And, guys, $16,000 is some real money. So, please, please listen up and learn how to keep your hard-earned equity when you sell your home. If you're planning to sell in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan. You've probably never heard of it before, and that's because they're available exclusively from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, and they're a kick-butt, no-holds-barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally $799, but you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right, you can get one for free. How? Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, it's normally a $799 value. The offer is good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call, and wouldn't that be awesome? Again, 770-497-0000, and you could be like Fred in Horseshoe Bend, who called for a customized maximum value plan wound up selling his house for $487,000 when he was absolutely convinced it wasn't worth a dime more than $450,000. 770-497-0000. Stick with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Debbie Liggett, Gaddis Partners, RE/MAX Center, seller and buyer agent extraordinaire. She'll be with us, and she is always a great guest. Stick with us. You won't want to miss it.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down, I heard the radio on, I was driving.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, I love me some Tom Petty.
Yes, sir.
I love Tom Petty. That is my channel on Pandora.
Yes, is it?
The Tom Petty channel.
Yes.
I always listen to
it. I listen to it too on SiriusXM.
I love it. That is one ugly man, though.
Well, you know.
Good Lord.
But,
I don't normally determine whether or not I think men are handsome or ugly. But I think same thing when I look at him as when I look at Mick Jagger.
If
they can be successful and lots of women love them, then there is hope for me, baby. There is hope for me. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process, so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John is our preferred mortgage provider. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. I am very happy to welcome a special guest, Debbie Liggett, who is one of our sales associates on Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. Debbie, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you. You and I have been in business together now for a long time. Gosh, we've been in business together for maybe 8 years, 7 years. How long has it been?
I don't know. I was trying to make some notes this afternoon. I lose track. When you're having fun, you lose track of time.
Since 2011, for sure. Debbie had been successful on her own, had been in real estate a long time, and she and I both decided it probably made more sense for us to team up. Let me help with the administrative stuff and all the staffing and all the things that agents hate to really deal with, and let Debbie worry about providing absolute top-level customer service to her clients. And I will tell you, Debbie is an absolute master at it. If you want to reach Debbie Liggett, I think if I was buying a home, I'd want somebody like Debbie to represent me. You can reach her at 404-610-5121, or you can visit her online at DebbieLiggett.com. That's LIGGETT. DebbieLiggett.com. Great website, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So how long have you been in real estate, Debbie?
So I was living on Lake Lanier, and I was married at the time.
Yeah.
And my friends would tell me all the time I should become a realtor and be the lake lady. So I ended up going to Gainesville College at night.
Yeah.
And got my real estate license. And although I left the lake and moved closer into town, which made more sense to make the big bucks, I still love the lake, but I love real estate, so that was, back in 94.
Wow, 1994, so that's 23 years. So that's amazing, though. You're only 29 years old, and you've been in real estate for 23 years. That is amazing. And you're still, by the way, an expert on Lake Lanier, so if anybody is looking to either buy or sell on the lake, I think you'd be well served to talk with Debbie, and I hate to keep making this an advertisement for her, but we love her, and we think you should use her when you get ready to buy or sell your next home. 404-610-5121. Again, 404-610-5121 is Debbie's number. What made you decide to get into real estate? Not just that your friends thought, hey, you should be the lake expert, but there had to be something more that made you decide you wanted to be in real estate for a living?
Well, you know, actually, I'm just kind of a people person. I was a flight attendant for 10 years, and that's pretty people person oriented.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't do well sitting still, so I'm a high energy person.
That is so true.
Anything with moving around suits me better than sitting behind a desk. And so real estate offered flexibility and movement and money, and you follow your passion. You love what you do.
And you are very, very passionate about it. I know that you have your sellers and your buyers' best interest at heart all the time, but I would assume you have a few things that you think make you different than the rest of the crowd. So what would be some reasons you think why people benefit from working with you, how it winds up being a lot better for them, if you will, to use you versus other agents?
Well, that's a great question, especially in this day and age where everyone begins their home search on the internet.
Right.
So you do wonder, why would anybody want to work with a realtor, you know? And the process, you know, of buying or selling a home isn't as simple as many people assume. So especially if you get into a difficult situation, it really pays to have a professional on your side.
So and just curiosity, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but curiosity, no. What percentage of the situations where you're selling a home or helping someone buy a home, would you say something out of the ordinary happened, something difficult, something very stressful for the buyer or the seller, or maybe sometimes even for both?
I know where you're going with this, Cleve. So after 23 years in real estate, I think I've seen it all, and you never have seen it all, because what, I just had an inspection for my poor buyer, and there was a naked person in the basement.
So now, it's typical for home inspection reports to have photos. Was there a photo of the naked person who was sleeping in the basement during the home inspection?
I think he had a leaf.
Oh, Lord.
As he was running out the door. Anyway, we do see it all, and that's part of the fun and also part of the challenge. But to be able to handle these situations and make your buyer and or your seller feel comfortable and confident that you've got it, and it's not for them to worry about, it's for us to handle and take care of.
And when you think about it, if buyers and sellers were capable of dealing effectively and professionally with one another, meaning, you know, not get their feelings hurt and unfortunately not act like 12-year-olds and stuff like that, there really wouldn't be a need for real estate agents. But just like we need good lawyers when we negotiate stuff and we need people to help us with counseling and things like that, that's sort of why people need a real estate professional. I'm not sure that they need us, although your website, debbieliggett.com, that's debbieliggett.com, has more listings and more updated data because it pulls from both listing services. You'll find listings on debbieliggett.com that you won't even find on Zillow, so they can find more listings by using you. But I tell you, it is some uncharted territory every time somebody starts the process of buying or selling a home, and I certainly believe anybody would be well served to work with you. Talk to me a little bit, Debbie, about what's going on in the market today. What are you seeing? What should buyers and sellers expect? Just give us a little Debbie's view, if you will.
Well, you know, I think it's exciting and challenging at the same time. People are getting ready to go back to school, so everybody's panicked to get a house again.
Right.
I think it's a good time for sellers to sell, although it's kind of stabilized a little bit. And, you know, we're certainly very, very busy where we are. And I guess the biggest challenge right now is that I've got a couple of buyers, and the houses are coming and going pretty quick. So if you're a buyer, it's still a great time to buy. And if you're a seller, it's a great time to sell. So.
And as we move later into the year, I think it will actually be a little bit better time for buyers, because the level of buyer interest will start to go down because there'll be less homes purchased later in the year and early next year. So if you're a buyer out there and you've been looking for a home and you've had a hard time finding one that works for you, or maybe you've been outbid in multiple offer situations, you certainly shouldn't be shying away from the market today. Maybe now is when you need to be looking, especially with the changes in the debt-to-income ratios that the Fannie Mae is putting in place later this month, because it might give you $55,000 more in buying power. Debbie, how often are you seeing multiple offer situations for buyers?
You know, that really depends on the area.
Yeah.
You know, especially our top high schools, we're still getting multiple offers on places, or they're gone in, you know, 24 hours.
Right.
If you're not ready to walk in the door, which is another reason it's so great to get on board with a good realtor that knows how to stay on top of those listings and be the first ones in the door and how to negotiate through that process.
And knows how to help you get into the deal, even if only a few days later you decide, hey, maybe I don't want to be in this deal. Maybe I'd like to go find something else. Because sometimes today you do have to hurry, even if you're not quite ready to hurry. Am I right?
That's exactly right. And we're not afraid to pick up the phone and call people.
Hey, and you know, I've been in the you and I've been in the real estate business forever, so we have relationships with the majority of the agents that are out there selling today. So generally, we got a little bit of an inside track, and I know you will help people with that. Again, you've been listening to Debbie Liggett on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined here in the studio by my man Alfie. Debbie can be reached by calling 404-610-5121. One more time, 404-610-5121, or by visiting DebbieLiggett.com, DebbieLiggett.com. Stick with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Marion Gainesville, who has a neighbor who says her home is depressing. We're going to give her some tips to turn that around and make it a happier place. Stick with us, because we'll be right back.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still.
Gotta let him sing a little more, Alfie.
I'm learning to fly,
learning to fly.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. Listening to a little Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You just couldn't interrupt that.
No.
You had to let him sing. Ugh. I love Tom Petty.
He's a great songwriter.
He's excellent. I'm wondering how many people are listening right now who are Tom Petty fans.
I'm sure there's a few of them out there, Cleve.
Yeah. Hundreds sure of thousands, I would guess.
Millions.
Hey, what'd you think of having Debbie Liggett on the last segment?
She's good.
She's sharp as a tack.
Yeah, she knows her stuff.
For those of you who are looking for a good agent to represent you on the sale or the purchase of a home here in Metro Atlanta, Debbie Liggett is a member of the Gaddis Partners REMAX Center team. She can be reached by calling 404-610-5121. Been around 23 years.
Oof.
Regardless of what might happen in your real estate transaction, she's probably been there, done that, and can help you with her experience. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached at 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. They are our preferred closing attorney. We think you would probably be well served to close your next real estate transaction or refinance with them. O'Kelly and Sorahan, 770-497-1880. Alfie, got a question from Mary in Gainesville.
All right, Mary, what do you want?
Says, my neighbor says my home is depressing. Any tips for making my home a happier place? Alfie, have you ever been to somebody's home and it was just kind of a depressing place?
I don't think I've ever been to a depressing home.
I have.
Have you?
Sometimes just dark colors and all the window treatments and shades closed and just dark in general. Have you never been to a place?
Really? I've never been to a place like that.
You must only have happy friends.
Yes, I only certainly do.
But you know what, Alfie? I go into a lot more homes than you do because out to help people sell homes.
So you've probably been to a few depressing
homes.
Yeah,
and sometimes I go into homes and I'm like, Dad, man, this does not seem like a real, happy place.
Yeah.
So a couple of tips, I think, and these were just tips that I
just thought of.
Well, I did a little research and thought of some of them as well. But I think the colors on the inside of a home make a huge, huge difference.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The darker the color, in my opinion, unfortunately, the more depressing it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to lighten it up just a little bit and brighten it up and make it a happier place, start with some good, happy colors. Alfie, if you were to say, what is your happiest color in the whole world, what would it be?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, white's usually pretty happy for me.
That's true. I like kind of a blue.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bluey gray, something like that.
Something
very light.
Yeah.
Something very light and bright. Mm-hmm. My wife and I used to have a yellow kitchen. It's not yellow anymore because that's not a current color today.
Right.
But I loved my yellow kitchen. It was a happy place.
Hmm.
Like the sunshine. And everywhere you turn in our house, the windows are there. And typically we keep the blinds open. So the sunlight, anybody can see in.
Correct.
So the sunlight can always get in. I think homes that smell good wind up being very happy places.
That's true.
Sometimes you go into a home and they just smell kind of stale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes they smell like cats or dogs or litter boxes or cigarette smoke or things like that. In fact, we sold a home recently for a lady who... she couldn't tell there was cigarette smoke smell in her house, and I think that was caused by the 3.5 packs she smoked every day for the last 12 years in the house, actually. And we spent a lot of time helping her clean the carpets and then replace some of the upholstery and get rid of some of the window treatments and paint the ceilings and paint the walls and do what she needed to do in order to get the smell out of the home.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, fresh place to be, and when people say, well, what do you mean a fresh scent? Do I need to put Alpine scent or something like that? No, I will tell you, a clean smell is just about good enough. When we would sometimes try to stage a bathroom to make it really smell nice and fresh and clean,
mm-hmm.
we would pour just a little bitty, teeny, teeny bit of bleach in the toilet and just leave it. So when you walk in, I mean, just a little thimbleful.
Like a capful?
Yeah, and you walk in and it gives you the smell. If you walked in and smelled a little bleach in a bathroom, that smells clean, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to make them smell a little better. Now, sometimes homes are not happy places or they seem a little depressing because you don't have a great place to do the activities that you love.
Right. Okay.
Now, for me, one of the things that I like most about being a homeowner is being able to do whatever I want to in my yard.
Yeah.
So I leave all the windows not open, but all the blinds open on the back of the house so I can see out into the backyard. I've just planted some new hydrangeas and some gold mop cypress and some Japanese maples and some little stuff, and I cannot wait to get home. When I go home and it's already dark,
right?
I flip the lights on the back of my house, on the back porch, in the corners of the house, and I walk out in the backyard and I look at my plants.
There you go.
And I've seen people who have craft room or have little office areas off of the kitchen or have music rooms on the main level. You know, sometimes people just kind of get holed up in their house and they wind up being a little bit of a depressing place. Create something that creates some excitement in your life and you might find a different philosophy, a different feeling on the inside of your house. And then my last recommendation would be to figure out ways to bring the outside inside. And sometimes if you put some green plants around, my mother used to say, unfortunately, if it's not a live plant, we need to get rid of it when we're trying to sell a house. But I see so many houses that have nice greenery, have some indoor ferns and stuff like that on the inside of a house, and it really just kind of brightens it up and makes it light and things like that. So, Mary, I wish I had lots more tips for you, and I am very surprised that your neighbor told you that your house was depressing. My guess is she might have exaggerated that because most neighbors wouldn't say that. But ultimately, I think those are good tips for making your home a happier place. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, host of the show, joined in the studio by my man Alfie. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000. Got a listener question from Neil in Atlanta. Says, is it true I can buy a home for less payment per month than I can rent the same home for? And I don't know your specific situation, Neil, and I hate to give a blanket answer, but I would say generally, yes, that is true on just about any home in Metro Atlanta. Got some historical information here for you. Historically, the percentage of income needed to afford the median rent, and again, historically, was 25.8% of your income.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, you spent 25.8% of your income on your rent.
Okay.
Historically, Alfie, for the percentage of income needed to afford the median home purchase, it was 21%.
Oh, wow.
So you spent a higher percentage of your income on rent than you did on a house payment. Today, listen to this, Alfie. The average person who rents a home spends 29.2% of their income on rent. 29.2%.
Which really goes nowhere. Yeah, it doesn't help you out in
any
way.
It goes to the landlord's pocket.
Yeah,
helps
exactly.
the landlord make more money. They only spend, listen to this, Alfie, 15.8% of their income on a home purchase. 29% versus 15.8. So, Neil, the average American spends half as a percentage of their income on a home purchase as they do on rent. In addition to listening to me on the Colcleeve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, I'm also a guest on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson every Tuesday morning at 9:30. You can hear me on The Voice of the Arts. Again, The Morning Ride with Larry Larson, AM 1690. In addition to being my friend, Larry is a great radio show host. I think he's on from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. He's been on that radio station 11 years or something like that. He is an Atlanta icon. Plays oldies and has all kinds of great descriptions and information on the songs you're listening to. Has guests that you probably don't get to hear anywhere else. AM 1690, The Voice of the Arts. Again, News Talk 1160, sister station, 9:30 on Tuesday mornings. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Heatherton and Roswell, we're going to feature in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. And Ariel in Doraville wants to know if she has to use a counteroffer form when buying a house. We're going to have answers to that question and more. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Colcleeve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Sorry to interrupt you, Tom, but I had to jump in there. We had to get the show back going again, although I'd rather just listen to this song until it's over. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Did you say they were coming to Atlanta later this year?
No, they were in town earlier.
Already?
Yeah, their 40th anniversary tour.
Did you go?
I did not get a chance to go. It was sold out. It was sold. Yeah. No, actually, no, I couldn't go because we were on vacation. So I wasn't able to attend. But I saw him, about 5 years ago, and it was probably the second best show I've ever been to.
I like him. I enjoy his music. Well, welcome back to the Colcleeve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being your radio show host of the Colcleeve Atlanta Real Estate Show every Sunday at noon and every Tuesday at 2 right here on News Talk 1160. I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decision when buying, selling, or investing in real estate all throughout Metro Atlanta. My family has been in the real estate business for 30 years.
Oh.
Started in 1987. 2017 is 30 years. Alfie and I can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Mary in Gainesville wanted to know how to make her home less depressing.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the last segment. How do you think we did? Do you think we gave her some good advice?
I think so. I think you should also put pink flamingos outside.
Ooh, pink flamingos.
Or little gnomes.
It'd be hard for your house to still be depressing with a yard full of pink flamingos.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman who lived in our neighborhood. He probably turned 40 at the time. I don't even remember how old I was. And his wife, as a joke, loaded their front yard up with pink flamingos. There must have been 200 of them in the front yard. It was really quite a sight to see. And it was not at all depressing.
No.
It was light and bright and ready to go.
Yeah. That's,
you only get one time around this deal, and we might as well be as happy as we can possibly be.
Yeah, there's nothing that stands out more than 200 pink flamingos out in your front yard.
Exactly. With their one leg up, standing on one leg.
Just chilling.
Alfie, you know, each week we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and to discuss other important market information.
Yeah, I hear that.
To help you as a listener identify unique opportunities in that specific area. This week we are highlighting Heatherton, which is just south of Holcomb Bridge Road to the west of 400.
Okay.
If you get off, if you're going north on 400, you get off and turn left, and you take your first left. In fact, I'm not even sure you can turn left. I think you have to go down past a little Nissan dealer and then come back and then turn around and go south. And the purpose of the Lowdown on the Hood segment is to help you understand where pricing was before we went into our recession. How low did it get?
Right.
And where is pricing today? The average sales price of the 14 homes that sold in 2007 was $509,000. That was the prior all-time high. By 2011, Alfie, the average sales price had dropped to $355,100 in only six closings, dropped from 14 to 6. So the prices dropped 30%, which sounds bad, but most of Metro Atlanta, I think the average price was down 44% during that same time period. Prices dropped $154,000. By 2015, prices had increased back to $455,000 on average. They've dropped just a little bit in 2016. So they went down 30%, up 22%. If you look at that on a scale of 100, they started out at 100 in 2007. By 2011, the number is represented by the value is represented by the number 70. By 2015, the number is represented, the value is represented by the number 89, which means they're down 11%. Easy for me to say, right, Alfie?
Yes.
So they went down 30%, and now they are still off 11% from where they were at their all-time high. Currently, two homes for sale in the neighborhood. Prices range from $439,000 to $480,000, 4 months' worth of inventory, which means it will take 4 months for those two homes to sell. And we say that if you have 4 months' worth of inventory or less, you're a seller's market. 4 and 5 months' worth of inventory is a balanced market, and more than 5 months' worth of inventory is a buyer's market. About 60 homes in the neighborhood. So from 2011 to 2015, average sales prices increased so that the total amount of homeowner equity increased in that neighborhood, Alfie, $6 million, a lot for 60 houses. The elementary school is Jackson in the area. The middle school is Holcomb Bridge, and the high school is Centennial. Centennial High School gets a school chimp score of 76. If you're interested in getting a school chimp score on your own local high school, if you're one of those who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the school's impact on home values, download a free school chimp report. You can go to gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Click on the school chimp link, and you'll download a report that'll give you sales prices and market data all the way back to 2007, Alfie. Plus, it'll give you all kinds of demographic information, average household income, educational attainment of parents, percentage of rental properties versus owner-occupied properties in the area. So tons of great information. Also, if you'd like to low down on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value. Email right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Just click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. I assure you, your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Go to gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com, and sign up now. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
If you're looking for a home to buy and you want to know, where can I go on the internet to get the most up-to-date, the most accurate information, the most complete information? Only one place to go, and that's suremls.com, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com. Again, S-U-R-E-M-L-S.com. You can search Zillow, but Zillow doesn't pull in all the market information, so you might be missing some listings. Plus, we had a call from someone last week who wanted to buy the home they saw advertised on Zillow. It closed in November of 2015.
Ooh, that's
November of 2015. Still out there on the internet. Our suremls.com pulls from both listing services, gives you more up-to-date, more accurate information. It is the best place to search. And if you like Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com, you will love suremls.com, S-U-R-E. MLS.com. Got a question from Ariel. I love that name. Ariel in Doraville. Counter offer forms in Georgia seem confusing.
Confusing.
That's definitely confusing. Counter offer forms in Georgia seem confusing. Do we have to use them? And the answer is no. In Georgia, the Georgia Association of Realtors paperwork has an offer that goes in, and then when another party counters it, you put together a counter offer form, and it says, hey, we agree to everything in the other offer except these things were changing. And so you just have two pages on the top of all the other pages. That's a counter offer form, and it can sometimes be very confusing. I do not like to use counter offer forms at all.
Right.
I don't mind using them and sending the counter, but when we're finished with the contract, I want to put together a final contract. So Ariel, my advice to you is if you don't want to use a counteroffer form, then don't do it under any circumstances. If you live in Atlanta and you're looking to sell your home in the next 90 days and you want to know what is the right price or what is the highest price that I can sell my home for,
yeah,
then you might want to get what's called a customized maximum value plan. You don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA or even an appraisal.
Ooh.
Because appraisals look in the past and look at what's happening today, not what's happening in the future. What you need is called a customized maximum value plan, Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kick butt, no holds barred plan for getting top dollar for your Metro Atlanta home. It's normally $800, $799.
Yeah.
But you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right. You can get one for free. How? Mm-hmm. Well, just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000. And we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, normally a $799 value. Good for the first five people, again, to call 770-497-0000. Remember the gentleman in Roswell?
Yes.
Thought his house was worth $215,000. Got a customized maximum value plan. We said, nope. It definitely got a 2 and a 5 in it, but it's a 250, not a 215. Sold his house, I believe, for $243,000. $243,000 to $215,000. That's a bigger gap, way bigger gap than $16,000.
Oh, yeah.
Alfie and I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, and we plan to be back here next Sunday at noon, next Tuesday at 2. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, News Talk 1160. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.